Well, let's bring in our first guest on this Friday edition of Mugs, and he is Josh Murray. He is a Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross, Nebraska-Iowa region. This is territory. Josh, we welcome you into the show again.
Good morning. It's good to be here again.
So normally we're contending with a drop-off in donations first part of the new year, and usually it's exacerbated by the weather, and sometimes that winter weather is somewhat of an excuse to push off giving. Not so much this year, and I know you guys back there in eastern Nebraska and parts of Iowa haven't experienced much winter. We've kind of lucked out so far, but that always is a factor this time of year, isn't it?
Absolutely. We know, especially coming off the holidays when people are busy, we usually see a little drop there, and then we get into the heart of winter, and usually, as you said, we're facing snow and blizzards and cold temperatures. I heard you just give the weather. We do have some cold temperatures maybe coming our way in the next few days. But we've been fortunate about that. But we do encourage people that even when we have those cold temperatures or some winter weather, if it's safe to get out, you know, consider making that appointment and keeping your appointments to give, because there is still that need for blood. Patients still need it. And, you know, and then another factor we're seeing too is, you know, illnesses. And we know flu cases have gone up really across the country. That's impacting some people's ability to give too. So it's really kind of a concerning time, you know, January, February, with all those factors come into play.
What types of blood are especially needed right now?
Yeah, you know, the main ones we always need are O, really negative or positive, and then A negative and B negative. But I do encourage anyone, just if you're not one of those, so, oh, well, they don't need it, I'm good. We still need all blood types. All blood types are needed, but those three that I mentioned are the most common and most needed at this time.
Platelets are always an option as well. Mostly we think of going to blood donation centers to give blood, but platelets is an option as well for some people.
Right, right. And platelets are kind of what they use for, a lot of times cancer patients need those, so they're going through treatments. Some other, you know, maybe newborns who need some platelets, they see their numbers drop when they first born, so sometimes those are needed there. And yes, those are always in need. And those, the donation that to give platelets take a little bit longer, because what we do is we take the whole blood, we return some of the plasma and other things to you, and keep just the whole blood, and we could do a couple doses of that. But that is definitely needed there, and mostly that is done just at the blood donation centers, not at the mobile blood drives, but always in short, those are just short shelf life that platelets
right.
have. So
right.
That's one reason why those are always more needed, because they only last for a couple weeks, and we have to replenish the stock at that point.
Just talk about how streamlined the process is and how the Red Cross has done a great job with their app, just making it easier for people to get an appointment.
Right, yes. We have a Red Cross blood donor app. You can find that in the app store, and you can download that. And then all you have to do there is you put your zip code in, and it will come up with all the locations, the blood drives in your area over the next several weeks. You can make an appointment right there and keep track of your appointment there. Also, about the day before or the day of your drive, you know, when you go to a blood drive appointment, you have to answer a lot of questions, you know, health history, what kind of medication you take, things like that. You can do that on your device, on your phone, on your laptop, on your iPad, before you even go to that. That'll save you a good maybe 10, 15 minutes there. So you can do that all through the app, get that information there. And then a fun thing too, afterwards, you can kind of watch the process, whether it'll tell you your blood is in testing, it's in processing. And then when it's used, they'll at least tell you where. They can't give you details of the patient, but they'll tell you, today your blood was used in this city to help someone in need. So it's kind of a little process. It makes it real, I think, when I see that you know, today, the reason why I gave blood, because of that, someone today got that they needed. And it makes it kind of, you know, gives you a good warm feeling that you did help someone out.
Absolutely. And for the seventh year, the Red Cross and the National Football League are partnering this month for National Blood Donor Month, and they're urging individuals to kick off 2026 with a blood donation. Talk about this nice little Super Bowl package that is out there for one lucky blood donation person.
Yeah, really thankful for the partnership we have with the NFL, and you know, this is a big package that we're able to do each year in connection with the Super Bowl, which comes up in early February. So anyone who comes to give between now and January 25th will be entered to win a Super Bowl package, and that'll include two tickets to the game. It'll include some in-stadium pregame activities. It includes tickets to an official Super Bowl experience. We also are throwing in a round-trip airfare, three-night hotel stay, and a $1,000 gift card to cover any other expenses you might have while you're out there. So all donors who come to give will be entered. One lucky winner will win that pretty cool package.
Yeah, I realize that's kind of like, you know, that's going to be like a lottery. But, hey, I mean, you got a chance if you give, here through the 25th, your name could be drawn. I mean, you don't have a chance if you don't donate. So
somebody has to win, right? So
somebody's going to win.
Why not you?
Yeah, that's a cool thing. I know that Saquon Barkley has been a champion of the Red Cross, and he says that he gave blood in college one time, and up until recently, that was the only time he'd ever been asked to give, but the Red Cross reached out to him this past fall, and he said, it was a no-brainer for me to give again. It only takes about an hour, and once you realize in that short amount of time how much help it can bring, it's a beautiful thing. So, I mean, when you're associated with one of the best in the NFL, Saquon Barkley, that's a pretty good thing, huh?
Yeah, and he's been a good spokesperson for us here lately, kind of sharing his experience. And unfortunately, his team lost last weekend, so he won't be there at the Super Bowl this year. But he is encouraging other people to get out and give and maybe get a chance to visit that Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, some people think it's unfortunate that his team lost.
I hear you.
I don't think there's a ton of Eagle fans in these parts, but at any rate, if people want to donate, you mentioned it earlier. The blood donor app's the best way, but they can just do it by going to the website as well, redcrossblood.org, or if they don't have access to that. There is the old-fashioned phone way, 1-800-RED-CROSS, and it's even on the Alexa Echo, if you have one of those, too. You can enable the blood donor skill. I imagine you just tell your Echo device, show me the blood drives in the area or something like that.
Yeah. Yep, if you have it set up with your zip codes, it'll pull up the drives, and you're able to just kind of talk to Alexa, and Alexa will help you make that appointment right there.
Some requirements, there's really not a whole lot of restrictions on who can give. You got to be 17 years of age in most states, or 16 with parental consent where allowed by law. Weigh at least 110 pounds, and a lot of people worried about health conditions, but not a lot of restrictions as far as that. Of course, you can't donate if you're sick on the day of, if you schedule ahead of time. But other than that, people might be surprised. Even people with diabetes can give. Is that correct?
Right, right. And, we mentioned the redcrossblood.org website. If you have health concerns about that, go check it out there. I always encourage people to go check it out. Some people think, like you said, oh, I have diabetes, I probably can't give. Or I took this medicine and I can't give. Or I had this treatment, I probably can't give. But in many cases, you can. So we will encourage you to check that out. We don't want you to miss that opportunity to give back, to donate, to help someone in need. Because in many cases, like I said, you will be eligible.
And again, you alluded to it before, the rapid pass that they can complete ahead of time that will shorten their visit time. And instead of waiting until you show up right before your appointment on the day of, you can wake up that morning, just go to redcrossblood.org/rapidpass, or as you mentioned, on the app, if you have the Red Cross donor app, and fill out that questionnaire. Get that out of the way, so when you show up, they can strap you in and start extracting blood, right?
Yep, we want to make it an efficient process for everyone. Get you in, get you out. Again, if you're not able to do it before, that's fine. We'll get you set up on a laptop at our location, and we'll get you to answer those questions. But again, I will save you maybe 10, 15 minutes if you do it ahead of time.
Josh, anything else you wanted to mention while you're with us this morning?
I'll just thought, you mentioned National Blood Donor Month. It's a special month for us to really just thank, first of all, thank all the people who do give, especially those who give regularly, and the impact you're making, but also encourage someone, if you haven't given, it's a great month to think about it. Get out there, give. First time, a lot of times the first time donors end up becoming long time regular donors because they realize it's not that hard, it's not that painful, it is quick and easy process, and you are making a difference. So maybe you're looking for a New Year's resolution. There it is. Maybe become a blood donor this year and give it a shot.
And they're all Red Cross has volunteer opportunities as well that people can check out, right?
Right, right. And that's good. Even at blood drives, we need volunteers too. So maybe you aren't eligible to give, but you do want to help out of this process. That's the way you can help out. You can help check people in, get people through the process, help them afterwards, get their snacks and stuff they need afterwards too. So we need those people to make sure we can have the blood drives as well.
Okay, Josh, thanks so much for your time stopping by the show and calling in. And hope we get a lot of people because of listening to this at say I'm gonna do that here in the next few weeks and schedule it out and go to redcrossblood.org or use that blood donor app and get on there and find one in your area. Always an encouragement, and we appreciate you phoning in this morning, and we'll plan on doing it again in February. Okay.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, Corey.
Take care.